Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. The Aspen Public Radio news team is providing live hourly updates from the Lake Christine fire in Basalt. The most up-to-date numbers released by the Type 2 response team are that the fire has affected 5,263 acres with 0% containment. The Red Cross is closing the Roaring Fork High School shelter at 3 p.m. and consolidating all residents to the Basalt High School shelter. The Roaring Fork Transportation Authority will provide buses between the schools at 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. 1,971 people have been evacuated since Tuesday when the fire broke out. All mandatory evacuations are still in place. There are two Red Cross centers set up, though that one is being closed today. Over 110 residents were staying at the Roaring Fork High School. 30% of those were children. Approximately 80 residents have been staying at the Basalt High School. Half an hour ago, reporter Kristen Kay spoke with Jennifer Kostich. She's the public information officer for the Type 2 response team at the Type 2 Staging Center in El Jebel. Here is an update on today's fire.
First of all, just how are you looking today? Anything with weather?
So luckily, the weather's been pretty much like it was yesterday. We're getting light winds. The thing that our crews are most aware of and concerned about is the potential for thunderstorm development this afternoon, because associated with that, we could have erratic outflow winds.
So I think that there's a sense that things are winding down. And what should people still really be aware of and on top of?
Okay, well, things are definitely not winding down, as it were. Our crews made some great headway yesterday, got some significant hand line and dozer line construction done on the western flank of the fire yesterday, working their way up towards Spring Creek Reservoir, so that's great news. They still wanted to do a lot of improvement on that line and expanding the line because they weren't done yet. And we don't really call that containment line until they feel those lines are secure, so that's why the containment hasn't gone up. Along the southeast perimeter of the fire, they've continued to do both some indirect line construction, which is like a contingency plan if something were to spot across lines, but they've also been engaging the fire where they can and doing a lot of hot spot, trying to control it with both engines, hand crews, and then helicopter support.
Have there been drones out today?
Not today, but yesterday we got the news that we had the second intrusion of an unmanned aircraft system, so a drone. And so, unfortunately, I have to reiterate to the public again how critical it is that if you fly, we can't. It is imperative for aviation safe operations, especially in light of the fact that we have five helicopters and potentially retardant drops coming in, as well as our air attack. Managing all of that aircraft. If a drone is flying, it puts our pilots in danger. And if they can't fly and support our crews on the ground, it puts our crews in danger, and it also endangers our ability of being able to protect structures and values at risk.
Do you have any guesses on containment timing or amount at this point?
No, I don't. I suspect that as they continue to improve these lines, you'll start seeing the containment line percentages going up. But this is going to be a long duration event. There's a lot of really rough terrain out there. And obviously our first priority is public firefighter safety, then the private property and structures and the infrastructure. So we're working along those lines first, and then as things start getting improved there, then it will be a long duration event trying to take care of this thing further out into the federal lands.
What's the plan for communication? Is there another community meeting this evening?
There is another public meeting. We just have been sorting out the logistical details. I believe it will be held again tonight at the Basalt High School, and it's planned again for 6 p.m.
Great. Jennifer Kostich, Type 2 Incident Management, Public Information Officer. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
So that's an update from our reporter, Kristen Kay, speaking with Jennifer Kostich, the Public Information Officer for the Type 2 Incident Team, that federal team that's taken over for the Lake Christine fire there at the Incident Command Center in El Jebel. There, you're hearing the background noise of course, everyone who's working on that. There is a separate announcement from Pick an Alert that the Ute Trail is closed for rescue until further notice. I do want to reiterate, she did say there is another community meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at the Basalt High School. Aspen Public Radio's news team is continuing to provide live hourly updates from the Lake Christine fire in Basalt. We will be back on at 3 p.m. and join us live this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. for our live broadcast of Valley Roundup. We have gathered the reporters and editors from local papers, as well as our own team who have been on the scene throughout the week. This is Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. I'm Allison Bektesh. Thanks for tuning in. We now return to classical music from Aspen.